At most cemeteries, the graves tell a little story. The name of the person buried there, the day they were born, and the day they died. But at some cemeteries, the graves say nothing. That's the case at a historic cemetery outside of Western State Hospital. It's an inpatient psychiatric hospital in Lakewood, Washington. The people buried there died while getting treatment for mental illness. Their graves went unmarked so that their families could keep that fact secret. The cemetery closed down nearly 70 years ago, and in the time since, attitudes about mental health have changed a lot. Now, because of a small group of volunteers, this cemetery is changing too. Sound Effects' Posey Gruner has the story.
When we started out,
Laurel Lemke unrolls a paper map under her kitchen table.
This is all we had.
It shows the location of thousands of graves.
And you'll notice that the markers are all just numbers.
The first burial in this cemetery was in 1876.
The lowest numbers we have are 17, 18, 19, 20.
Back then, it was the cemetery for the insane asylum of Washington Territory.
27, 28, 29,
the last 30, burial was in 1953, when the hospital was known simply as Western State Hospital.
2750.
More than 3,000 people are buried there. Above each grave is a small, flat stone carved with a number.
2755.
There has always been a record of who was buried under which number, but that record was sealed.
2760. So it doesn't mean much, doesn't these numbers, but then to put the real names in there meant so much.
Taking these numbers and turning them into names has been Lemke's passion for nearly 20 years. It all started around the year 2000. At that time, Lemke was working at Western State Hospital, and someone got in touch with her because they wanted to hold a memorial at the cemetery. The event was a success, but one thing bugged Lemke. The grave markers were all sunken into the ground, covered over by grass, barely even visible.
We thought maybe, you know, that the markers had disintegrated, but they were all under the ground.
Lemke wanted to do something about it. So she organized a group of people, and they brought the numbered stones back to level ground, where people could see them. That was the beginning. Today, 20 years later, Lemke is the chairwoman of a volunteer organization called the Grave Concerns Association. The association has just one purpose: to install headstones with names in this cemetery. It's a tangible way to do something symbolic, to lift the stigma from mental illness. Lemke is passionate about this because she knows what mental illness is like.
I had my life interrupted several times.
It started in college. She would have symptoms of mania and then experience a long depression. It would go away and then come back. But Lemke feels lucky, luckier than most of the people buried here.
When I first had my symptoms, it was in the 70s. Medications and treatments were available. I didn't have to go to state hospital. I didn't have a fate like this. I was able to have a productive career.
Lemke ended up working in the field of mental health as an advocate for people with mental illnesses. She's retired now, but she still tends to the cemetery.
And where we're going to be going today, where our big markers are right here.
The big markers, as Lemke calls them, are places where hundreds of cans of cremated remains are buried in a single grave. The marker she points out, number 2695, is the final resting place for about 500 people. Today, they're going to place a headstone above can number 331. To get to the cemetery, Lemke drives a few minutes down the road from her house, turns left at Western State Hospital, and enters Fort Steilacoom Park. This land used to be the hospital's farm. Now there are soccer fields and a dog park, and a little cemetery surrounded by a fence. The weather is blustery and wet. A small crowd stands in the corner of the cemetery, squinting into the wind. One of them is dressed appropriately for the day, with duck boots, a cap, and some work gloves. This is Jim Elvis, and he's here to lay the headstone.
It's nice to be here trying to accomplish something positive.
Elvis is a genealogist, and he'd run into a problem when he was making a family tree for his cousin. He couldn't find her grandmother's grave.
This is the death certificate I got. But you can see they don't mention the place of burial. They just put cremation.
Elvis had wanted to give his cousin a picture of her grandmother's grave, and that's usually pretty easy. Just go to findagrave.com and type in her name. But in this case, Elvis had to look a little harder. Finally, he came across the Grave Concerns website.
It was number grave number 2695 and can number 331. Yeah, her name.
So he'd found a name and a number, but no headstone to take a picture of.
I'm sure they didn't mean anything negative by handling it the way they did. I mean, back then it was a stigma and people were ashamed to be associated with them.
So, quick story here. The fact that Elvis found anything on that database at all, that's also due to grave concerns. The stigma that kept her name off the headstone also kept her name off publicly accessible records. And before they could do anything in this cemetery, first they had to change that. There were barriers to changing it. Concerns about medical privacy, like HIPAA laws. Concerns that families might not want it to be public knowledge that their ancestors were buried outside a mental hospital.
I can tell you there was someone known in our state history, prominent name, that had a family member at the hospital. And that was never discussed. Their family member was there at the hospital.
So there were hurdles. But one Grave Concerns volunteer, Sherry Storms, was determined to give these people more than just a number.
She kept saying, I want the names. I want to have the names. And I kept saying, it's a law. We can't give you the names.
Finally, they decided to see what it would take to change that. They weren't lawyers, but they figured it out. They rewrote the relevant bit of state code and lobbied to get the changes made into law. And then, in 2004, they passed Senate Bill 6678. It totally changed Lemke's idea about what's possible.
So a lot of times people say, you can't do that, it's against the law. I say, well, we can change the law.
As for installing the headstones, they've gone slowly. They rely on private donations, a team of volunteers, and the occasional manual labor from a genealogist.
Sure, it's already got a little mark there.
Elvis digs a shallow hole out of the turf, the same size and shape as the marker. They're leaving the original grave number as is, but they're adding a headstone, one with her name and her lifespan.
Corners are the most important.
Yeah, I would think.
For Elvis, this is the last step in his research into his cousin's grandmother. He didn't know her at all before he started, but he feels like he's gotten to know her a little bit.
When I research a person, they sort of become alive. Once you know where they live, who they were married to, and their kids, you start to get sort of an impression of them.
He learned that she was born in 1897. She got married when she was 20 years old. She had five kids. In 1936, she was admitted to Western State Hospital. The doctors listed her diagnosis as dementia precox. That's an old diagnosis for what today is usually called schizophrenia. She died 3 years later.
I think that's deep enough.
Elvis wrestles the stone into the spot.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, yeah, so just a little bit of dirt in.
When it's in place, he reads the headstone aloud.
It says, Ruby Violet Knight, 1897 to 1939.
Ruby Violet Knight. Elvis lays a wreath on her grave.
It reflects on ourselves. I think people that tend to degrade people are degraded themselves. And maybe if we look upon people as somebody of worth instead of cans in the number, that somehow gives us a sense of worth, too.
Usually, at this point, someone from Grave Concerns would stand and read a poem. They often read The Dash by Linda Ellis. But not today. It's too wet and windy. So they move on to the next part of the ritual.
Hi.
How are you?
Yes, I'm good today.
Over time, Lemke has learned how important it is to gather afterward.
We just put a marker in the cemetery.
Did you really?
It's like the wake after the funeral, partly for the dead, but mostly for the living. By reaffirming the value of the people buried here, they reaffirm the value of all life.
I mean, our whole thing is about restoring dignity, and it's an important thing to do.
The work is far from complete. There are more than 1,000 graves to go. But for today, at least, this small group of people has helped restore dignity to one person, Ruby Violet Knight, 1897 to 1939.